Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, January 13th, 2012. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Lauren, Bob, Chris, and we have George again. Yay! Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Steve's going to be upset because he doesn't get that kind of fanfare.
No.
No, he doesn't. But that's okay. What we're going to do on this podcast is we have a couple of listener questions that revolve around dining, and we're going to read those. And so this one's going to be a little bit about restaurants and dining options while at Disney. So I'm going to start with our first question. And this is from Angela, and she writes, "Hello, everyone. We are in the early planning stages. Thanks, Chris. For our second trip ever to Disney World. Last time we went, we had the deluxe dining plan because we did a lot of double table service credit locations. Below are the locations we went to before. This time around," and I'll read those in just a second, "this time around we are going to be doing the plus dining and the candlelight processional dinner package, which is two table service credits. I wanted to know what additional locations you would suggest. We are planning on a 9-night, 7-day stay at the Grand Floridian and will be there in December." And the restaurants that they have from before, and apparently they liked them, we have Tusker House for breakfast, the Plaza for dinner, Le Cellier for dinner, California Grill for dinner, Tapanito lunch, Narcusi's dinner, Citricos dinner, Kona Cafe breakfast. Man, this sounds good.
Yeah, I know, I was just thinking
choice.
That.
Yeah, those are
Bob's.
Pretty
favorite's a Plaza.
Yeah.
Top of
don't
his
you
list.
Know it? Yeah. Me and Duffy eat there all the time. While listening to the Main Street Electrical Parade.
I knew that was going to be where you were going to go next.
On our iTunes. You know, it's great.
Okay. So what I'd like to do on this question is go around and have each person tell me two single credit restaurants that they would recommend. And it can be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And let's see where this goes. Chris, you're a client, so let's start with you.
I would always suggest Via Napoli. I think unless you don't like that kind of thin, crispy pizza, which some people don't. I know Lisa's not crazy about it. That's just always a good bargain.
It's not the crust I'm not thrilled about. It's the lack of cheese.
I like a cheesy pizza. Yeah.
So,
I think if you like a traditional sort of American style, New York style pizza, you're probably, you know,
it's not the place for you.
Yeah. But I love it. I think it's a great place. And one thing I noticed last time is that no matter how loud it got in there, it didn't seem to be an issue that my kids were also being loud, which is kind of a welcome thing if you're a mom. And I guess my other choice, and she's already got Tusker House down there, which I really enjoy that place. It was kind of a nice surprise. How much I liked it. I don't want to say something like Grand Floridian Cafe or the Plaza because they're not so expensive that they're a good use of your dining credit. I think I'd rather pay out of pocket for those places. So I think I'm going to say Chefs de France. I love that place.
I have to try that place.
It's really cheery. It's kind of, I hate to say it because you know what a curmudgeon I am. It's almost kind of romantic in there.
We got
Ooh,
that
Chris.
Recorded.
We found a romantic spot for Chris.
I know, it is. That and the Haunted Mansion.
God, you're getting me all hot and bothered. Jeez. I'm not sure I can take it.
Okay. So thank you,
I'm
Chris.
Blushing.
Well, so am I on your behalf.
Lisa, the show's over now? We're done?
You
we
could
got
say
Chris
it's
to admit
pretty
a
much
romantic
done.
Place. We're good.
What more could we expect to get out of this show?
I swear, my face is beet red. So, okay.
You're so cute. All right. Hey, Lauren, how about you? Two restaurant suggestions.
Oh, two. Can I do 2.5?
Of course, we would expect nothing less.
I think that Ohana would be
a
must.
A good one.
Even though it's character, it's still going to be great for the adults.
Well, no, not for dinner.
Oh, I just assume we're doing breakfast.
No,
they have
for
such
dinner.
A
I would
cute
do Ohana
show
for
at
dinner.
Night. Yeah.
It is just fantastic. The food is good. The ambiance is good. I just think Ohana would be a must for me. Another one I would suggest would be... I'm at a toss-up here.
Well, that's where we come to your 2.5.
That's true. My 2 would be Liberty Tree Tavern. Mm. It's not romantic or anything, but I think it is a good meal in the Magic Kingdom without having to leave there on a night that maybe you want to see the fireworks and the parade. But my 1/2 would be the Grand Floridian Cafe. I still think that's an underrated restaurant. I still think it's worth dining credits, especially since they used dining credits for the plaza last time.
Okay. Bob.
Oh, I'm kind of torn. Chris took one of my favorites in Viennapoli. That's fine. Because I can come up with other choices. For breakfast, one of my choices would be probably Kona Cafe, but for breakfast, because you know they've got the Tonga toast, which is a classic, and also they've got they've got these great pancakes with macadamia nuts, I think it is, that are really, really good. And it's just about the only spot where on Disney property where you can find an excellent cup of coffee. So I like that. And then the other place would be Primetime Cafe. It can be a lot of fun. I love the 50s theming and the old shows playing on the black and white televisions. And I think you do get a good amount of food for what you pay. It's, only slightly more than what you could pay for a counter service meal. And the food's good and huge portions. And I think they have some of the best fried chicken on property.
Yeah, they really do.
I got to give that place another try.
It's interesting.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting that, one of us can love a place and another can hate it or had a bad experience.
Yeah, I'm just not excited about it.
And I like that we're willing to keep trying.
Just don't get the roast. The roast beef, it's not very good. I will say they have a pretty good kids menu there.
Okay. George.
Yes, ma'am. I had to think about restaurants, and you mentioned couples eating, and I'm like, I haven't been to the parks as a couple since before kids, basically. I think one of my restaurants I'd recommend, because it's a favorite of the family, is the Rose and Crown Pub.
Oh.
Just sits on the water. It's a nice place. If you get the timing right, it can be a decent place. Good fish.
I've never been.
All right. Never been there?
Never been.
Oh, okay. Okay. It happened to be one of my dad's favorites. And so it's got a little sentimental umph to it that we go there. And my oldest son actually requested every vacation we go on, mainly because they used to sell the half yards of beer. And he used to love watching me drink it. And I don't know what that says about me as a parent. But that's okay.
Have another beer, Dad.
Yeah.
They stopped.
One of my favorite memories of my father is when he would take us to Disney World and he would drown an amazing beer.
I've got a great picture of me holding one up.
I think that might be my kids describing my husband.
Do it that way.
And then he punched out a big fuzzy bear dressed like a German.
they stopped selling it in 2007.
Poor bear.
Yeah, so you have to worry about that.
But you have your memories.
But I have my memories, yes. And yeah. So the other restaurant, when I was able to go down for the 40th anniversary weekend with some guy friends, guys only trip, we went to Teppanito, which
I
was
love that
a
place.
Yeah, great
list.
Experience.
Yeah,
we always avoid it because we have a lot of hibachi-style restaurants close to where we live. But this one was a lot of fun. What made it different was we actually had a female chef, which you've never had before, but she was absolutely fantastic, put on more of a show than we've seen in our regular environments. And what was really great is because you're in the Disney atmosphere, usually when you sit at those types of restaurants in a large group, you talk to everybody, but we really got to know the other family. They were from England. They had 2 daughters. One of them was celebrating her birthday. It was a wonderful experience overall, and they have fantastic sake. Well, it's 2 restaurants, and I've mentioned alcohol in both of them.
You're very, very revealing tonight.
I knew I liked George.
Uh-oh. So Lauren will drink around the world
with
Duffy's.
Oh, there you go. Maybe we can do that. We can take a picture with a different Duffy Bear around the world.
And a different drink in each world. We'll go from
you
there.
You dress him up in different costumes.
Can you imagine?
Pictures of George and I.
Yeah, and what he'll be wearing at the end of the night, I can't even imagine. You know, so...
I think that goes back to Chris's reference to him looking like the village people.
Exactly.
You know, by the end of the night, that's what I'm afraid he'd look like.
Me or Duffy?
Both. Well, possibly both.
That'd be great, George.
You get halfway around the world, you might be dressing up in those lederhosen too.
Which
could
be
that
fun.
Would actually be worth the price of admission. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, my turn. Did you hit two? Yes, you
yes,
did.
Yes, I did. Yes,
yes
I did.
You did. Boma. Boma over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think, is a great experience for breakfast or dinner. You have to be adventurous. I'm not so much. My husband is. It's a nice combination because they have the adventurous and the not so much. I love the atmosphere, the desserts. It's just good. Good soups. I like Boma. I also have Get Ready to Mock. Go ahead. Whispering Canyon Cafe. I like it. It's entertaining. It's good food. What more could one want? And Bob, don't answer that. So those are my two. I'm a little surprised that no one said Hollywood Brown Derby, because that wasn't on her list. And no one's, but that's a double. That's why.
Yeah, that's
double.
Why I didn't say it.
And I've got Whispering Canyon, or not Whispering, Artist Point on here too, but that's a double.
Two credits, yeah.
So that's why no one said it. I'm not even thinking. So,
Lisa, yes. You know, I got to try Boma on my last trip, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Dinner or breakfast?
Yeah, for dinner.
Okay.
Dinner buffet. What I liked about it the most is you go up there and you're scratching your head going, what is this? What am I getting? What kind of food is this? And
yeah.
I'd already
you
filled
have no
up,
idea.
Yeah, I filled up on the meat portions. And I was, you know, feeling adventurous. And another very timid guest came up behind me, and the chef was standing behind the counter, and the guy was like, what is that? And the chef, without blinking, batting an eye or anything, said, that's zebra. And I could see the guy blanch.
Oh.
And he turned around and went back to his seat.
That's too funny.
Which I thought that was kind of mean, but, you know, not typical from Disney at all. But I thought the chef probably hears that all day long. You know, what is this? I was actually kind of excited. I went back to my table, and I was like, ooh, I'm eating zebra. And my friend was like, no, that's roast beef. And I went, oh.
Yeah, that would be pretty disgusting. I mean,
yeah.
You can't eat anything that cute.
We just picked it off the savannah.
Yeah, we had a casualty today.
It was looking a little sickly, you know. And
but it wasn't.
Got hit by one of those trucks.
Yeah, you know. I assumed it'd be all stripy, but it wasn't. So.
Well, they have zebra domes. Are the zebra domes made with zebra?
They are very good, though. They are very good.
They are made with zebra, though, which is a little sad.
Well, you know, I mean, you talk about strange foods at Disney, though. I mean, to digress a little bit, I have had ostrich there at...
oh, don't get started.
No. At the California Grill. At California Grill, they serve ostrich. It was on the menu. You can actually order it.
It's so exotic, but piranha.
Well, piranha is very exotic, yes, but they don't serve it anymore.
Yes, we know.
So I know. I know you know, but you brought it up. So, no, I think ostrich is exotic. I mean, how many people – you can't get ostrich at your grocery store.
You can get it at mine.
Well.
Okay, I'm lying.
I was going to say you need to find someplace else to shop because it's – you know, but no, I mean, I thought it was different, and it actually is pretty tasty. I mean, kind of tastes like chicken, but you know, at least
so
I can try
everything.
On it.
Yes,
well,
like Duffy, tastes like chicken.
Wow, can't believe you went there.
It's a tough crowd.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Okay, so. I'm going to keep this show moving. So, Angela, I hope we answered your questions and gave you some good ideas. You can always contact Chris for more information. Our next one is from Julie. And she writes, Hi, Mouse Chatters. As I'm working on picking restaurants for my trip to the world in September, I started thinking about my favorite meals I've had on Disney property. So here's a question for all of you that I don't think has been discussed yet. What is the most memorable meal you've had at Walt Disney World? It can be anything from a lobster tail, to a turkey leg. I'd like to know what the meal was, the location, and how long ago. Thanks in advance, and keep up the great podcast. Julie. Thank you. Most memorable. Who would like to go first on this?
Could I go first? Because mine is kind of weird. Okay, so about five years ago, I know, shocking. it's kind of cute in a way, I guess. About 5 years ago, we went to Disney World and with my sister-in-law. And my sister-in-law is, she's a doctor and she's like a mountain climber and she's basically a hippie. So we stayed in the cabins and she cooked all our food for us. And our food was like brown rice and broccoli and stuff like that. We didn't eat in any of the restaurants. And so I was getting pretty sick of this. And so one night she babysat the twins and Kevin and I took Eric to the Christmas party. And Kevin and Eric got us a seat for the parade and I went and I got a pulled pork sandwich. And I was so excited because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get some real food. From Pico's Bills. In the Magic Kingdom. And I got the sandwich and then I couldn't cross back over to watch the parade. So I was standing there with my sandwich and I could see my son and my husband. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm not going to get to watch the parade with them. So I'm eating my sandwich. And then I realized I have like the perfect vantage point to watch my kid's reaction to this parade. Because it was the first time he'd ever gone to the Christmas party and seen a nighttime parade. So that was my most memorable meal. Not only because I got to eat this great pork sandwich that I really was craving because of all the really healthy food, but also because I got to watch my kid. And I want to add that I've had the pork sandwich since then, and it tastes terrible.
Oh.
Yeah. It just isn't any good, but that night it was fantastic.
I'm sorry. I just love that ending. It was like such a memorable, it was like a heartwarming story. Yeah. And then it's like, and I've had it since, and boy, is it disgusting.
It is. It's awful. It tastes like it's from a can, which undoubtedly it is. And I live in North Carolina where we have great pulled pork. So obviously I shouldn't be eating, you know, pulled pork from the parks anyway. But, you know, it was great that night, and it was just. You know,
it was just funny.
I could report you to the pulled pork commission, Chris.
Yeah, you really ought to.
Eating pulled pork outside of North Carolina, that's
exactly.
That's
it was awful. And I keep ordering it thinking I'm going to recapture that great taste of that night, but it's just not there.
Pulled pork from a can just does sound.
Oh, just, you know. So funny.
Woof.
All right, I'm going to push this again. Bob, what do you have to say? Best or most memorable meal?
Most memorable meal was probably the filet Sicilian at Citrico's. And it's something it's most memorable meal. I mean, it's not most memorable restaurant. It's something I've eaten at Citrico's, I think, four times, and I've had it there three times, but they change up their menu frequently. Mm-hmm. So I think the last time they were doing a Southwest Mexican type menu for summer, and so they didn't have it. So I had to get something else, but it's probably back on there or something very, very similar. And I don't know. I mean, I'm a steak lover. I appreciate a good cut of beef. There's really nothing special about it other than it had, you know, like roasted onions and peppers on it. And I don't know. I'm Italian and the whole Sicilian thing just, you know, just made me want to order it, I guess. But the filet was perfectly cooked. It's very tender. It was about 8 ounces, you know, sitting in its juices, you know, cut it easily with a knife, you know, like butter. Served with a side of, I believe, mashed potatoes. I mean, just really amazing from first bite to the last. Perfectly seasoned. Just really, really good. I mean, one of the better cuts of meat and steaks that you will find on property.
I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Did you have the warm chocolate banana tart, too?
No, I didn't. No, but
I mean, we may as well just finish this off.
No, I think I.
She's enjoying this.
I am. Keep going more.
No, I had the tiramisu, which I don't know. I seem to order that a lot at Disney restaurants too.
I like that.
It's just a thing with me. But it was also really, really good there. And again, because they changed their menu the last few times, it has not been on. the menu. So I hope they bring it back. If not, though, and if you have a craving for good tiramisu, Tutto Italia and Via Napoli both make excellent tiramisu.
Mm. Okay. Very good. Let's go to George.
Oh, okay. Poor Lauren was getting left out there for a second.
No, I mixed it up.
Save her for last. That was
She's
pretty impressive.
She's saving the best for last.
Yeah, that's why I'll be going last.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Lauren. You can go last. I'll go after George.
Well, but what about poor Chris and Bob? I mean, I'm stuck in the middle. They had to go first. Well,
everyone is lovely.
Hey, there you go. I was thinking about all of the food and all of the meals that I've eaten at Walt Disney World and what would come down as one of the best memories. And I was able to take my mom and dad twice in 2001 and 2004. And my mom passed away in 2005. So it was a great memory of getting to take her down there. And the whole week we had the dining plan. We were taking her out, all this wonderful, expensive food. And towards the end of the week, like Thursday or Friday, she's like, all I want is a hot dog. Nothing but a hot dog. And we stopped at a little cart over the bridge between the bridge that you walk over when you're leaving Splash Mountain in front of Pecos Bill's. And they don't serve hot dogs there anymore, but we got hot dogs there. And she just raved about it and continued to talk about it. So, and even every other hot dog I've had has still been good there. So, you know.
Don't get Bob started on hot dogs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that's okay. Yeah, so it's more of a memory. And then
yeah, that's good. That's sweet.
You know, lately, they have been better. The hot dogs have been better. The buns need mm-hmm. work, but okay. You know, eventually, I'll find my perfect hot dog.
And we only get one, right?
Yeah.
You do. No, if you'd like to share another one, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just thinking the other one is it's another long gone food. It's the beaver tail they used to sell at the Canada Pavilion because my now 13-year-old was 4 and raved about it and another fantastic memory of getting to watch him eat a beaver tail and enjoy it. So, which is a big, you know, fried doughy thing with chocolate and all this other stuff on it. So
I want it noted that George had a half.
Yeah, that's what I see. I was going after that. I knew Lauren
yeah,
had
but
a question, and I wanted a cup.
He's a special guest. He's entitled, Lauren.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, but you know what? We come to expect it from Lauren.
Yeah, that's true. She's grandfathered in.
Yeah. If she doesn't come up with it, we get upset.
But thank you for letting me share that other half. That was nice. So thank you.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I'm next because we're saving Lauren for last. Mine is Cape May breakfast. And this was with, we didn't have Brooke at the time. She wasn't even a thought. It was just the three of us. So Steve and Amber and I went to breakfast. And it was just, I think it was one of Amber's first experiences with characters and being up close, and they came and they interacted and they played, and it was just good food and good characters, good ambiance. It was just good all around, and I remember it as just being fantastic. So just overall good feeling, warm fuzzies. All right, Lauren, you're up.
Okay. Mine would have to be, and I know this is going to come as a shock, Ohana.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
Wow, you guys should really pay for some sound effects. That would be
No, it's more fun this way.
It's more fun this way, definitely. Yes.
What are you saying, George?
it's part of our charm, George. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, I'm very happy to be part of this. That's all. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll see if we'll be calling you next week.
We'll see if George answers the phone next week. That's a better question.
Ooh, good one. Mm. Okay, Lauren, please.
Okay, so Ohana. I think by far that was probably one of the best meals that I've had there. That pineapple coconut bread that they serve is to die for. I could have eaten the whole loaf by myself.
Is it very coconutty? Because
it's not. And that's the funny thing. I hate pineapple and I hate coconut, but I loved the bread.
What made you even try it?
Because I always like to try things.
But you hate both.
I know.
Okay.
It's bizarre.
Now, is it something you order? Or is it something they bring?
No,
to
it's
the
they basically bring everything to the table. It's all family style.
Okay.
And everybody kind of eats off the same areas. They have like a big salad they bring out. They have chicken wings, dumplings, and this coconut, pineapple coconut bread that's just, oh my God, it's so good. And that's your appetizers. And then they bring out like this noodles tossed in like, I guess it's like a peanutty type sauce and stir fried vegetables. And then they come around with these big, huge skewers and they have all different kinds of meat. I think they have shrimp, they have steak, they have chicken, and I think they have pork.
They cover the whole gamut.
Yeah, and they just keep coming around with it. And the meat is so tender and it is so good. It was just by far one of the best meals that I've ever had.
It doesn't come out of a can, huh?
No, it's so good. And the dessert is something that's also really different. It's this bread pudding, and it's served a la mode with bananas, and it's like caramel-type sauce. It's really, really good. Again, something I would not order normally off a menu, but it was really, really good. It's definitely a must-try.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
That actually makes me hungry.
Yeah. That's kind of like listening to Bob. It's like,
Just a little sidebar on it. If you have kids, it's great for the kids too, because they actually entertain the kids while you're waiting for the food. They have like coconut races where the kids push coconuts with brooms across the floors.
That's called janitorial services.
They do like, they have the kids do hula hoops, and anybody can actually do the hula hoops. And then they teach them the Hawaiian, I always forget what it's called, the dance. What's it called?
Hula?
Luau.
Yeah.
The luau.
I'm doing the hand motions right now. They teach the kids that dance. It's actually really cute. So it's fun for the whole family.
So they have kids clean the floor and then, you know.
And then they teach them how to dance.
That's all right. Cool.
That does it for this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and you can go to iTunes and get them there. Please send your questions and comments to us at comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next time on Mouse Chat.
Thibi, thibi, thibi. That's all, folks.
That's right.